Australia's five-yearly headcount is looming, with the census scheduled to take place on Tuesday, August the 9th. More than 10 million households and 24 million people will be surveyed, with all of it adding up to 3 trillion cells of data. Duncan Young is head of the 2016 census and says the results generated will affect government policy.
The census helps us really understand the beautiful diversity of our Australian people, where they live, what they do, and how they've changed over the last 5 years, which helps with the planning of services, education, employment programs, transport, and other infrastructure like health.
Mr. Young and his team are preparing to launch what is Australia's largest peacetime logistical operation. Almost 40,000 temporary staff members will travel the combined equivalent of almost 200 trips around the world to collate the information. Mr. Young says that data will reveal more than ever before the country's multicultural makeup.
The census this year has expanded on the question on country of birth of parents. So last census, it simply asked if people's parents were born in Australia or overseas. But with our greater digital approach this time, we've been able to expand this question to capture the actual country of birth of a person's father and a person's mother. And so we'll get a lot on greater and richer picture of our second-generation migrants in Australia.
Mr. Young is also predicting the census will record a milestone in the number of people who were either born overseas or their parents were born overseas.
Every census tells a story of how our Australia is evolving and changing. We've seen an increase in the number of people who are either born overseas or have at least one parent born overseas. And this might be the first census for more than half of our population are either born overseas or have one of their parents born overseas.
On the question of faith, the no religion option will jump from last to first, overtaking Catholicism. It was moved up as items considered to be the most likely to be chosen are put first to make filling out the form easier for the majority of people. When a similar change happened at the last New Zealand census, Christianity lost its majority. The number of Australians identifying as non-religious has already increased significantly in the last century. It went from 1 in 250 in the census of 1911, to just over 1 in 5 at the last census in 2011. The National Director of Catholic Mission, Father Brian Lucas, says that figure is not necessarily what it appears, though.
There's always been a decline in religious practice, particularly in the Western world. This very much depends on different people's culture and background. But of course, the decline in formal religious belief doesn't necessarily mean there's a decline in spirituality. And many people believe, but don't necessarily adhere to a formal religious group.
The Atheist Foundation is launching a nationwide campaign asking Australians to consider whether they actually identify with the religion because they were born into it. Foundation President Kylie Sturgis explains.
Maybe their mums, maybe their grandmums may have been involved in the church, but they no longer are. And for these people who may have traditionally put themselves down as, say, Christian, it's not truly accurate for them anymore. They might not be even going to church on a Christmas morning, for example. It's entirely possible that this might have implications on funding for particular groups out there, such as hospitals, such as charities. It's entirely possible this might have an influence on politics. We just don't know. We'd like to find out more.
2 out of every 3 people are expected to fill out the census online this year, making it the biggest online event in Australia's history.